Now we understand that this inheritance is in him. We've been granted the opportunity to move into him. And this is what all the epistles were about. This is what all of Ephesians were about, and Colossians, and half the book of Philippians, and most of the book of Hebrews was about this access that we had to him. And I'm going to give you a credible scripture right now. And I'm going to share something else here. Go in your Bibles to Ephesians, Ephesians 1, verse 9. You know, it took me a long time to understand this particular verse here. Ephesians 1 is most powerful chapter. Do yourself a favor to live in that one. Live in John 14. These are most incredible access chapters to fullness. See, you're not going to find fullness by waiting on God to come rain on you, by waiting on God to come visit you. You'll never get fullness that way. You'll get a visitation. You'll get rain. But you'll never find God's fullness by waiting on him to come to you. He always said for you to come to him. Amen. Come unto me. Come unto me. Now we're realizing we're having to change the dynamic of our vision of what it means to come unto God, because so many times, well, I come to you like this. Now we're learning to come in, and that's been unnatural for some people, but now it's becoming very natural because faith makes the supernatural natural. Amen. Through application, through exercise, through practice, faith takes what is unnatural, makes it natural. What is supernatural makes it natural. Amen. Supernatural should become natural. It's glorious to come unto him and drink. It's glorious. See, the Holy Spirit leads you to him. That's what he was supposed to do, lead you into Christ. And Christ was bringing you to the Father. See, Christ presents you to the Father, and all that takes place here. And someone asks, well, how do I know when I made it to the Father? Our common response is, you won't have to ask that question. You'll pretty much know it. Because he's going to baptize you in a great, great, great love. And he'll baptize you often as you come unto him. And it'll transform you and change you. It'll make you whole. Amen. Struggle with so many things. Stop trying to make everything correct. Stop trying to do all this in the natural. You're trying to fix things in the natural that he was designed to fix for you. If you'd spend more of your time just taking all your faith, all your focus, all your spiritual energy, and moving it and directing it towards entrance, learning how to enter in. If you don't learn entrance, you're going to get shut out. And when you get shut out, the enemy's going to take advantage of you greatly, because you're not partaking of what he designed you to partake of. See, you're supposed to partake of the divine nature. You're supposed to partake of the heavenly calling. You are supposed to partake of Christ. All the fullness of God's in him. It pleased the Father that in him all fullness withdrawal. But if you get shut out in your journey towards access, your faith has not made it yet. Don't quit, because if you quit, you'll give up. You're going to live in the outer court, and you're going to get hammered. I mean, you're not going to have fun when living in the outer court unless you're shallow. And then nobody would shallows come into this church. I can tell you right, they won't last very long. Amen. Because I said, oh, no, not out of here. Sorry. Weird. But what happens is you get a taste of the depth of God. Once you get a taste, you can't go back. Amen. But then you don't want to go out into some crazy stuff. You can get weird out there if you don't move in the way God's telling you to move in. We've been moving into Christ, moving into the right hand of God. Now we're going almost 2 years and nobody weird around here. Everybody's still sane. We're drinking heavily, deeply, fully. I'm drinking of stuff these days that I would dreamed of drinking if I had to go to conference. Pay thousands of dollars to go around the world to somebody's conference just to get one drink like we can get daily now. I said, you were in me the whole time I was running around trying to find you in somebody else. Because it's flowing out of them. Wasn't flowing out of me at the time. I know how to go in there now. You got to take your faith, your focus, and you move it towards access first. Learn your access. Keep going until you get the pathway open. If you don't get the pathway open, you're going to live in the outer court. That's just a fact. If you get the pathway open, you're going to start partaking of him in you. Fullness. Things are going to start happening for you. I'm not kidding. Our dishwasher was broke. Had to wash them by hand, you know. I am not kidding. Anna is driving. I think they're at the movie theater. Well, she's with the kids, and somebody in our neighborhood sees her and stops her right in the driveway of the movie theater and says, "Hey, I got a dishwasher for you. Would you like a dishwasher?" She goes, "I think you need a dishwasher." And Anna goes, "Well, matter of fact, we do. It's a nice one. It's quiet. You can't even tell it's on." Amen. Give the Lord a hand. I'm getting stuff delivered to me these days. I got the freezer. Joanne and I were talking today about that. She goes, "That is prophetic. I don't know what it was." And the Lord just spoke to me. He goes, "I am going to deliver meat right into the homes of my people. So much meat." He's talking about spiritual meat now. He goes, "I'm about to change the way media is released." And he goes, "That is a sign that I'm about to bring meat to my people, and I'm going to deliver it right to their doorstep through the media. And it's going to be so much meat in the media in the coming days that they're not going to be able to eat it all at one time. They're going to have to start storing it." Isn't that awesome? Spoke that to me today. People are going to eat meat again. It's going to change. His people are going to grow up. Their appetite's going to change. They're going to stop desiring milk. They're going to want something deep. And God's going to put it right in their house. Booyah. Yeah, give him a hand. I'll tell you, Christ is as deep and as far and as high as you want. It's all in him and more. I mean, he is deep, and he is deep again and deep again and again and again. He's as deep as you want him to be. As far as you can go into, you can go further. As much as you want to drink, you can drink of him. He's an eternal fountain of living water. Eternal fountain of living water living up in you. But you don't go in there by faith, you can't drink of that fountain. You've got to move in by desire alone. Won't do it either. It's desire, faith, focus. Desire, faith, focus. See, the enemy, boy, he's good. Don't misunderstand. He'll take your hunger and he'll put it in some kind of religious system and burn you out. He'll take your hunger and take somebody and just pound your lights out. Do not underestimate him. Amen. But Christ is your safety. You can come into him. He's a refuge. Oh, he's glorious. Oh, he's everything you want and more. Man can't give you that. But he can give you all you want and more. The fullness of God dwelleth in him. The fullness of the Father dwelleth in him. Now watch this. Ephesians 1:9. "Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to good pleasure which he purposed in himself." Now watch this. "That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, which are in heaven, which are on earth, even in him." Now, most of the time we'll read that is sometime the dispensation of the fullness of times is some future time that God's going to gather everything. But see, in the future times, God gathers everything in heaven. He said heaven and earth. How do we know what the dispensation of the fullness of times? If you'll just back up to Galatians 4:4, watch this. "But when the fullness of the time was come," fullness of times, "God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." We're in the fullness of times now. God sent his son in the dispensation of the fullness of times. We're called right now. We're in the fullness of times. Say now. Why is that important? Because what Ephesians 1 is trying to tell you, this stuff sometimes is like brand new. Sometimes it's like, huh? What? Been reading my Bible? Huh? Now look at this. So go back to verse 10, Ephesians 1. Powerful verse when you understand what he's saying. "That in the dispensation of the fullness of time," say that's now, "he might gather together in one all things in Christ." Say all things. "Both which are in heaven," what you're on the earth, "even in him." What did Jesus tell him in the upper room? "I'm going away to prepare a place for you. I'm going to come back and get you. I'm going to bring you into me where I am. There you'll be also. We're going to be made one. You're going to be in me. The Father's going to be in me. I'm in him. He's in me. I'm in you. He's in me. all things were gathered into Christ. He said it like this. You were buried with him in baptism. Your old man died. Today you were born again. Buried in baptism, raised into glory. You were raised into him. Crucified with Christ. Old man crucified. That's your spiritual man. The circumcision of the heart. He circumcised your heart the day you were born again. Cut out the old nature. Put a brand new one in. Put a new man. New creation. Crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, because you were raised into him. Raised into him with glory. Buried in the likeness of his death. Raised in the likeness of his resurrection. That happened. Ready? See, he said he gathered it all into Christ. Please the Father that in him, Christ, all the fullness would dwell. So Christ, this heavenly trust, God said, everything I have, the Father says, I give to you. And he downloaded everything into the Son. Said it like this. As the Father had life in himself, he gave to the Son to have the life. And he showed unto me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and flowing out of the throne and out of the Lamb. The living waters flowed out of the Lamb. Do you see that? The whole river of eternal life was placed into him. The Father downloaded everything into him, gathered all things that were in heaven down into Christ, and all things in the earth into him. You see that? The day you were born again, you were raised in him. You're in him. Everyone said, I'm in him. So Paul said, I want to be found in him. All the inheritance is there. If you want it, you got to go in there and get it. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. Where is Christ to you when he says, come to me? Oh, I go to the altar. Really? That's where you go to repent. You repent at the altar. He says, come to me. How do I know where he is? Because he said, where I am, there you be also. Now, I'm going to come back and get you there. Where I am, there should be also. He said, now come to me, all you that labor. Any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. How do I know where he is? This dear woman, I was praying for her. I said, God wants you to come to where he is. She doesn't go to church here, so she doesn't understand. And she goes, man, I was really trying to get in there. Because she loves God. I was really trying to move into there. I could see she's trying to move in. I said, you're never going to find it like that. How did I know that? Because she's trying to move from her perspective. She was trying to move from desire. You can't just move from desire because you have no grid to where you're moving to. I'm trying to move into something I have no grid for. I have to go back and get his word that defines the place that where he is. It's not what some man tells me. It's not what my mind tells me. It's not even what my desire tells me. My desire can tell me I want God, and you'll go fast 40 days, get the flesh off of you, and you'll get a visitation, but you'll generally lose it. How do you know? I've done it. I 521 day fast in a row. I know. I love it. God, you can get a lot when you get on the mountain of God, but you can't stay there if you don't know how to stay. You know what I'm saying? You can't stay if you don't know how to stay. You can gain many things and lose them. I need something to define where he is. My desire can tell me I want you. When I say I come to you, well, okay, I come here, I come here. I need to know where you are. So I could go back to word. He says, come to me where I am. See, all things were gathered into him. So as you move into him, you start partaking of the all things. You start partaking of the fullness. Amen. Glory be to God. Let's go back to a very familiar scripture for a minute. Go back to John for a minute. John 7. Oh, I love this verse. How many of you want to come to a place you don't thirst anymore? He didn't say you drink from a cup. He didn't even say you drink from a bucket. He said you're going to drink from rivers. Who drinks from a river? So much of it there. So much living water. See, that don't mean anything to anybody that hadn't been there. But if I see a promise, I am a spiritual hog. Give me a promise and I'm going to slop on it. Hallelujah. I'm going to get on it. There is a fountain in me and I promise you, this thing is going to get turned loose. It's going to get turned loose in you too. It's the hope of all things, the living fountain of God abiding in people. That's what the church is coming into. We're going to turn his fountain loose. You think he's going to change the world with your efforts? You think you're going to change what's going on in the Middle East with the efforts of man? You're going to walk into that kind of stuff and tell them about your God? After they shoot you, then they'll beat you up. You're not going to do that. You're going to have to come in with something that's way higher than yourself. And what's coming on in the financial systems of the world, the shakings, you're not going to fix things in the natural. We're going to have to get into something much higher than what we've ever been in right now. We're going to have to get him, turn loose his living water, because all the fullness of God is in the DNA of that living water. I'm going to turn that fountain loose. See, when that fountain gets turned loose, everything that's dead will live again. It said it'll flow to the Dead Sea, and everything that's dead will live. It'll turn dead to life. Isn't it amazing that God's hidden his answer in his people? God's answer to all the world right now is hidden inside a fountain that lives inside every single born-again person. It's a sealed fountain until someone goes in there with enough faith to start opening it up, to see it enough that I see a sealed fountain. You got to see it. It's eternal. John 7, in the last day, the great day of the feast, let's just look at some compass for a minute. Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. So here it is. It's another invitation. He's talking about someone's already born again here. Come unto me and drink. Come unto me and drink. So if you're going to come unto him, when you come to him, there's going to be water. So he's going to tell you where the water is. He that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being, not your belly, your innermost being, your heart, where Christ liveth, from there will be the water that I'm calling you to drink, and it'll flow like rivers. So come unto me here. You see that? Now you got compass. Now you got perspective for your faith. Now you've got direction. You got more than desire. See, the word's the lamp to your feet, the light. See, the word just define where to come. And so what I do, I hold that word right there. I come to you, O fountain of living waters. Jeremiah 2 calls him the fountain. He goes, they've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. I saw a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, flowing out of the throne of God, flowing out of the Lamb. The river of life is in him. Can you believe that? For he that cometh to God must believe that. You got to believe it to experience it. Otherwise, it'll just live as a sealed fountain in you. Oh, what a tragedy. The millions and millions of people that go on to be with the Lord with a sealed fountain on the inside of them because they never exercise enough faith to open up the living wellspring of God. You remember the rock in the wilderness? Followed them around. They had a pillar of fire by night, cloud by day, supernatural manna, and then a rock followed them around. That's some pretty serious supernatural stuff happening on a daily basis. Anybody had a rock follow them around lately? A boulder said it followed them. Go to 1 Corinthians 10. I'm going to show you something amazing here. Everyone say amazing. I love the word of God. Never grows old. Just about the time you think he's capped himself and you've capped out in Revelation, he opens up a whole another realm for you. I am just taken by him. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 10. Verse 4, and did all drink of that same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. They drank of that rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. See that? Now, where was the water? In the rock, right? The rock was Christ, and it followed them around. What was God saying? I'm going to have to follow you around the same way the tabernacle is going to stay with you because I can't be in you yet. But I'm going to stay right close to you. See, the rock just followed him around. The tabernacle is right next to him. He goes, but all of this is coming to be inside. Now watch what he says about this rock. Glorious. Psalm 78, verse 15. He clave the rocks, or he split open the rocks in the wilderness, and gave them drink as out of the great depths. 3 million people were fed and drank from that rock. How'd you like Moses' job leading 3 million people out in the wilderness? With all the wealth of Egypt, everybody was at the first rejoicing, glory to God, we're rich, we're rich, we're rich. Yeah, and he goes, well, for 40 years, we're not going to have any place you can spend that money on. You're going to have to believe God. God's going to give you supernatural food and supernatural water. The whole place would die unless God opened that rock up. Everybody would die out in the wilderness. And God opens the rock. He split it open and says, out of the great depths, the water flowed. Wow. Watch what he says, verse 16. And he brought streams out of the rock. This is what I like. And he caused waters to run down like rivers. Waters out of the rock, right? Now, who's the rock? The rock was Christ, right? Same one that Christ said out of. Now, where's the rock now? Same rock, right? He put it here, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Does water still flow? Yeah, now it's living water now. And God put natural water in the earth to show that all living things utterly depend on water. All spiritual things utterly depend upon living water. Where there's water, there's an oasis. Where there's no water, there's desert. We might be coming out of the wilderness for the simple fact that we're starting to drink living water. Maybe that's the answer to turn our wilderness to an oasis. Huh? Do you know that anybody that passed into the promised land had to go through water? Moses sent the children of Israel right through the Jordan. Christ, when he came into his promise, went to the same place of the Jordan, baptized in total immersion into water. Holy Ghost hovering over the water. He come up out of the water and the Holy Ghost anointed him right there, fell on him. And he started his ministry right there. Baptized me like he did Ezekiel. Walked him out through the ankles, walked him out through the knees, got him through the loins and got him the waters to swim in. Once he received the baptism, he turned around, took him right back to the bank. He said, now watch these waters flow to the Dead Sea. Shakabuya. Where's the rock? Where do you come to drink? Where do you enter in? Here. I come to drink of you. Come unto me. Where's he speaking from? Here. What'd he say? He says, you're the temple of the living God. As God said, I will dwell in you. I will walk in you. I will be a God to you. Wherefore he saith, come out from among them, be you separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you unto myself. I'll be a father to you. Now the Father's speaking. He's saying, I'm going to dwell in you. Where is he speaking from? Where is the Father speaking from? What he said, I will dwell in you. And so God's saying, I'll be a father to you. I will dwell in you. So he's talking from a position of within saying, wherefore he saith, come out, come out, come out. You come out and go in. Come out from among them. You come out from among them to be separated. You're talking about jurisdictional transfer. You're coming out of the world system. You're coming into where he dwells. Isn't that good? See that? Go to Psalms 87. Just got to show you this verse. Don't get discouraged if your faith gets stopped out. Your answer is not to back up or withdraw. It's to grow in faith. Everyone say grow in faith until I get through the wall. God didn't put the wall there. That wall can be there for a whole lot of reasons, mainly because you're just not familiar with the place you're entering into. The word's got to bring the definition to it. Once you go in, it'll become a pathway. You'll go in daily. You'll drink daily from the living waters. Amen. Then he's going to take those living waters and pour them out to the world. Amen. He spent a lot of time teaching us access. I like this verse, Psalms 87:7. As well as the singers and the players on instruments shall be there, all my springs are in thee. You should say that 50 times a day. All my fountains are in thee. All your fountains are in me. Everyone say, oh, Father, your fountains are in me. Jesus, all the fountains are in you. And you're in me, all the fountains of joy, the fountain of peace, the fount fountain of wisdom, the fountain of power, the fountain of riches, the fountain of glory, the fountain of salvation, the fountain of blessing, the fountain of healing, the fountain of grace, the fountain of deliverance. All thy fountains are in me. That's a powerful verse. Everyone say booyah. Okay, Numbers 20. All my springs of joy are in thee. Springs of joy. You'll be a much happier person. Because the deeper you go into God, the more a target you'll be to the enemy. He'll never leave you alone. You'll have to learn how to escape into God if you want relief, because you can't run from him. Tried that. I ran from city to city, state to state. Ran everywhere. You'll never outrun God, and the enemy will always, if you're running from him, you got to run into God. Amen. Numbers 20, verse 7. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod, gather the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak you unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth. Look at this. His. A rock is a his. It's a he rock. He'll give forth his water, and he'll bring forth to them water out of the rock. That wasn't a dribble. 3 million people drank from that. Jim missed it, though. I missed it for years. He said, speak to the rock, right? Now there, the rock was following them, so they had to speak to the rock where he was, right? What have we been teaching you? The communication of your faith becomes effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that's in you in Christ. Where do we speak now? I speak to the rock. Where is he? He's here. He's not out here anymore. He's here inside. So I speak, I acknowledge by my words here. I speak to the rock here. Come forth, O water. Come forth, O water. I heard a guy, he's a Hebrew man. He's on TV. I can't remember his name. That he was talking about meditation. He's with Benny Hinn. I can't remember his name. He was talking about meditation. He says, true meditation in the Hebrew is speaking from your mouth. He goes, the word of meditation is to speak. And I said, oh, if you just let me on there and so I could tell him where to speak. Because he was saying, speak here, outward. I said, speak inward. Speak here. And so when you're going to prayer, if you lay back here and just wait on God, it's not going to work. You enter in by what? You should know this by now. Focus and words. You focus your faith. You hold that word and you speak that word as it, I never stop speaking. In fact, it'll just erupt. I'll get going and it'll just erupt in joy. It'll erupt in glory. It'll erupt. And I just hold that word and I speak to the rock. I speak that word into you. You focus your faith inwardly. That's how you open the gate. You acknowledge by focus in words everything good that's in you that's in Christ. I am the temple of the living God. See, I'm speaking to the rock. I'm the temple of the living God. As God said, I will dwell. You dwelleth in me. See, I'm speaking to him. I speak it. You will dwell in me. You dwell. You dwell in my heart by faith. You dwelleth in me. I am in you. You are in me. If I keep your words, you and the Father come and make your abode in me. You see how I'm speaking to the rock? A lot of people said, I command you, like Ann was talking about going to the bank. I command you to turn loose my money. There's different ways to speak. You don't have to go yelling at Christ inside you. You commune with him. I command you, turn it loose. Oh. You don't have to do that. You move into that realm with him. You speak to the rock. You didn't say shout. You said speak. Two. Spiritual dynamics of entering in 101. If I speak to Chuck, I speak to Chuck. If I speak to the rock, I'm speaking what? To Christ. In me. If the rock was outside, I would speak to him outside. If he's inside, I speak to him inside. He does live in a jurisdiction that's not of this world. Is that simplistic? I take a scripture, an abiding scripture, and I keep it. You are my fountain. You are the fountain of life. You're the fountain of Israel. You've shown to me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal. It proceeds out of the throne of God. It proceeds out of you. All this living water proceeds out of you. All that are thirsty, let them come unto you. I come unto you right now. I thirst. I come to be with you where you are. You prayed that I would be with you. I could behold your glory. I could drink from your glory. I could partake of your glory. For out of my innermost being where you are, the rock is still giving the water. Let this fountain flow up, the fountain of life, the fountain of love, of righteousness, peace, and joy, the fountain of the sevenfold inheritance. Oh, the fountain of healing, deliverance, and glory. Spring up, O well. Spring up, O well. See, I am perfectly centered in faith. When you do that, it won't be long. It'll swoosh. And you said the water's gushed out. That's how you drink. Amen. Let's give the Lord glory. Hallelujah.